The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. As we are so grateful today to talk to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, we've been talking about right now about all of the things that we have to be grateful for. And we really haven't gotten into what Pinnacle does. And we probably have some new listeners here. So explain to our listeners right now, what is it that Daphne does for our seniors right now? And what is Pinnacle Senior Placements and what do you guys do?
Well, what we do for the last 6 years, Pinnacle Senior Placements has been around for 6 years, and I have been helping families for 20 years. What we do is help people find the appropriate housing and care when staying in your home is not the best option any longer. We do help with finding some in-home care if there needs to be some transitioning, but primarily I help families walk through the whole maze of what is assisted living, what is memory care, what is an adult family home, how do I pay for this, what's it going to cost me, what kind of things can I bring with me, how do I move? We go through all the questions of anything to deal with moving, you know, thinking about even downsizing. Pinnacle Senior Placements is a resource. I think of myself as an information post, and we're here to answer any of your questions, anything. It could be about VA benefits. It could be about, does my insurance cover this in an adult family home, my health insurance? It can be anything. How do I transport myself to get to the doctor's offices? I don't have family close by. Anything at all, Pinnacle Senior Placements is here to help you figure those questions, get answers to those questions. The most important thing for me in my job and the people in our team that are working with families is that we get to bring down people's stress usually. Sometimes it can be very overwhelming because usually, not always, but usually there's some kind of change in health or change in cognition abilities, change in what you're physically able to do sometimes. And so that can cause a lot of emotions to come up. And so my greatest joy is helping people see the light at the end of the tunnel and recognize a change as the next chapter of life. This is not the end of life, but just the next. And it's going to look different and it's going to feel different, but you've had many different chapters in your life. And so I help people embrace that next chapter.
Well, and you know, that's so important. And even more importantly, I think that we should bring out is your services are free. So the nice thing about working with you is that, you know, starting off this journey again, especially if you're concerned about a loved one, families don't even know when it's the right time or how to bring up the topic or, you know, even how to, you know, begin the search. I'll never forget when it was time for me to look for a place for my mother when she was in rehab. And they informed me, dropped it on me, that they're releasing her to assisted living, not to go back home. And so I had to think, okay, it was a whole shift, right? And, you know, you feel like you're a deer in the headlights. You're drinking from a fire hose, and you're trying to figure out all of the ways, and, you know, and you don't know what questions to ask. You don't know what you don't know. So having somebody like you to help families go through this process, I think is so valuable. And certainly, I wish I would have had a Daphne in 2005 when I was going through it with my mom.
I'm happy to hear that because I think more than ever, it's really important to be able to know what it really means to look at different communities of care and housing and not to just get the fluff, but really have someone listen to your story and to find out what your highest values are and help you discover where can those highest values be upheld? Where can your healthcare needs be met today? And maybe we can plan even down the future so that you don't have to move multiple times. It's real important to have somebody that you can trust.
That is so huge because with my mom, I had to move her four times. Four times. Because I did not make the right decisions up front. the first time I was trying to save her money, which was ridiculous because it ended up costing more money. Second of all, we moved her into an apartment, and it just kept changing. And then she went on Medicaid, so we had to downsize her apartment to a studio. So it was within the same building. But then she had to move to a rehab center after that, skilled nursing facility. So understanding that that process happened, I think about the stress that was on her was overwhelming. And had I known up front, I would have made very different choices. Had I had somebody like you, I wouldn't have had her go through the different steps like I would have. And that would have been, valuable for sure. So,
yeah, that's a story that I hear a lot. And I'm going to tell a really quick story that's happening right now. It's for an 89-year-old gentleman, and his wife is a few years younger than he is. And a year ago, he had a pretty significant stroke. And the wife did not know what her options were in terms of care for him physically. And she chose to have him go to a rehab center, and he had been living there for about a year. And in the current times, he did contract COVID-19 and was hospitalized, went through that. He did regain his strength, and he battled that.
Wow.
He was then sent to another hospital to have his 14 days in terms of quarantine to make sure he wasn't coming back. So he was at another hospital doing that. And now they had to make a decision about where is my husband going to live now, because he can't stay at the hospital. And through lack of information and fear, unfortunately, this family spent a lot of money in the rehab facility the year that he was there, because it was private pay. And I'm not taking anything away from rehab communities, but they spent up to $14,000 per month for his care. So now he doesn't need the rehab level of care, but he has no funds. And so we're trying to figure out the best way that he can have quality life, quality housing and care with the funds that he has, because she needs to keep track of funds for herself as well. So Pinnacle is helping this family be able to figure out, how do we make this next chapter work? But if she had had someone guiding her a year ago, that money could have been spent over 2 years instead of 1 year. And it would have looked completely different. So to your point, it really is helpful to have someone walk you through what the reality is of each community, and the reality of how do we maximize the buying power of someone's personal estate. Those are really important things.
Right. And getting back to what we're grateful for, I'm grateful for you, because I know so many times I have called you and said, Daphne, I need help. I have a family that, that I don't know how to help them. And you've been amazing to step up and help. And so I am so grateful to you, to do what you can. And, and going on the whole thing about gratitude, I really wanted to touch on, you talked in the last hour we talked about giving up expectations, but you also really talked about setting intention. And I think having an intention every day to find out what you're grateful for and to do things that give you joy, there's a lot of things that we can think about that we may not have thought about before. And I wanted to touch, we have about 5 minutes left in this segment, a little less. And I would love to talk to you a little bit about, what are your thoughts on how to do that?
So the most important thing is just kind of take an inventory of your own personality. Don't do things that are going to make you uncomfortable. And this will help you with the gratitude of, I'm really thankful that I have a kind heart. I'm really grateful that I'm a little more quiet. Because I can let someone else tell their story to me. I don't have to tell my story all the time. I mean, there's joy in everyone. And so out of this is first take an inventory of who you are and what things do give you joy, or who are, what's your natural personality qualities. I'm going to tell a little story about my mom here. And I talk about her frequently, but my mom thinks of other people all the time. And throughout the year, she'll do birthday and Christmas shopping all the time. Well, the humorous side is she forgets where she puts them. So she can have, you know, things bought in one drawer and in a closet and under the bed. And she just forgets where she has them. So now, as we are downsizing for her and going through things, we're finding all these gifts that she has bought for people over the years. And I encouraged her. This was just last week. I encouraged her. I said, Mom, right now we can't see each other, but how much fun would it be for this, you know, grandchild to get this surprise? You intended to give it to him, you know, 2 years ago when this was going on. But drop it in the mail. Just pack it up and put it in an envelope and drop
Great
it in the mail.
Great idea. Yes.
But I mean, I'm sure that all of us have things in the house. We don't even have to go shopping. Mm-hmm. Things in the house that you intended for someone.
I have another friend, which I'm so inspired by. She's decided to clean one kitchen cupboard cabinet a day. Just one.
That's a big undertaking with just that one a day.
Just that one a day. But think about, you know, the sense of accomplishment that you feel by getting things done around the house. Or, you know, my husband said, you know, I've been thinking about moving this big hydrangea that we have to the other side of the shed because it's taking over the garden. And so, you know, we're going to do that this weekend. We probably never would have done that before. So, you know, those are little things just to do things around the house, to have that feeling of accomplishment, I think is wonderful.
Yeah,
sure.
I know that I'm talking to a generation that still remembers what we call now snail mail. So that's when you put the envelope into the mailbox and it gets to somebody in the mailbox. So the snail mail, I mean, the art, think about how many cards you have in your house. I am positive every single household has thank you cards, sympathy cards, happy birthday cards, thinking of you.
Yes.
What an awesome thing just to send those out now. And it doesn't matter, does not matter if your handwriting is squiggly. Don't let that stop you. It's your heart that will be seen. Just do it. If you don't have stamps in your house, that's okay. We can figure out how to get a stamp. Put an envelope on the outside of your door if you're living in an assisted living and ask somebody, here's some money. Could you please get stamps on them and drop them at the post office? I'm positive somebody will do that for you.
I love it. I love it. So everyone, Daphne will be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.